Hello, hello. So, POL, just some conceptual stuff, I guess. Because I'm reviewing, looking at Harry Potter's first film. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm looking at how this thing took the hearts and minds of so many. And I thought that the story that we're talking, you know, which starts with the sandbox, right, could then follow a little bit the same, you know, like you have innocent, well, you have this Pio, of course, with his stories, an innocent young boy who's looking for love and meaning in life, and how he's growing up in that small town, and all the things there with the sports guys and the tough guys and the girls and how he is always like looking for something behind, so answer, you know, what's going on, what is this world, and he stay in school and asking the teacher. So we follow him like that, and it could be, I don't know, quite a few episodes there, and then we can just go on and on and on and fill up every episode with, and we already have the mysteries there, right? We have the other world station, we have the Cow Island, which would then come in there as a parallel time, over time, yeah, storyline. I mean, it could be interesting. You have the magical stuff here, the supernatural, the other worlds. We could go into it, you know, more of the mystical details there with this janitor who has these curious models, cosmic models there in this secret room there, and so on. And then you go in there and all of a sudden you're thrown out into a different universe, you know, with a VR or things like that. I mean, and then in all that you put an adventure with characters. Just like they have these characters in Harry Potter, very colorful, very interesting characters. So that's a requirement, is good character development. And with that, its story could, I mean, shouldn't try to imitate Harry Potter, but I could learn from it.